Thunder Bay. The Canadian Cancer Society held the 2022 Relay for Life on Saturday at the Lakehead University Hangar, the first time the event has been held in person since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. So tonight, we have different things going on around. We do have our survivors tent right behind me here, and that's where survivors will go. They 6 feet LL get their t-shirts and we have a few little items for them, just showing them that we're here for them, and make it a little bit special for them, said Melissa Irvine, co-director of Thunder Bay Relay for Life. When you're registering, we also have a gift table where we're selling items. All proceeds are going to Relay for Life Thunder Bay. While the organizers did not set a goal for this year's event, as many may still be wary of gathering, the aim of the event, as always, is to raise money and awareness for those affected by cancer and those going through treatment. We just want people to come out and come back. We're back in person now. If we have 5 people or 500 people, it's all the same, said Irvine. It's all going to the same cause, and it's just to let people know that we are here for them, we are fundraising for them, and it's knowing that eventually we're 3E going to get back to where we were. This year's event featured a hope ceremony, which shares the story of a cancer survivor, the relay, and the most important part of the event, the luminary ceremony. That's the main part of our event, that luminary ceremony where we're walking around the track and, I'm getting chills thinking about it because you're walking in memory of people, said Irvine. I just recently lost my uncle 2 weeks ago, so you're walking in memory of people going through it right now or have gone through it and fought the good fight. For more information on how to help, visit Relay for Life's website.